Item seven, George, is it Treiber? Treiber? Treiber?
Mr. Treiber is requesting authorization to replace 157 linear feet of an existing 18-inch wide finger pier with a 5-foot wide finger pier, to install a 72-foot long timber wave screen and an additional 3-foot wide by 30-foot long finger pier, to relocate an existing 8-foot wide by 23-foot long floating dock, and to retain a previously unauthorized 7-foot wide by 31-foot long floating dock adjacent to an existing private non-commercial pier servicing 3932 High Street, situated along the western branch of the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. The subject property is located just to the north of the High Street Bridge off the western branch of the Elizabeth River. This is the subject pier right here. At its closest point, it's about 350 feet or so from the bridge. The majority of the existing pier, including the 18-inch wide finger piers and an 8-foot by 23-foot long floating dock, predate 2003. And the reason I point this out is because it was during the 2003 legislative session that Chapter 234 of the Acts of Assembly was passed, and Code Section 28.2-1203 was amended. This amendment established the size for pier width and finger piers, as well as a square footage for platforms and floating appurtenances for private piers authorized by statute. This is the plan view drawing that was submitted with the application. I'm just going to walk you through the changes that Mr. Treiber is proposing to the pier. He's requesting authorization to replace the existing, first of all, let me point out, to the right are the existing pier with dimensions listed, and his proposed changes are to the left. He would like to widen his existing 18-inch finger piers with 5-foot wide finger piers. I've highlighted that in green here. He's also requesting an additional 3-foot wide by 30-foot long finger pier along here. A 72-foot long wave screen in this location. And he would like to relocate one of his floating docks, the 8 by 23 floating dock, here, and install a boat lift to accommodate one of his vessels. This is just a cross-section of the proposed wave screen details. The pilings will be driven on 3-foot centers, and the shorter piles will be attached to the whales to maintain a distance of, or a minimum of, 6 inches off the bottom to allow to maintain flow in that area. Mr. Treiber currently owns 3 vessels, a 38-foot catamaran, a 31-foot sailboat, and a 21-foot powerboat. This is his current mooring plan with the existing pier structure, and it's my understanding that this will stay the same. The only difference that you'll see is, again, he's proposing to install a boat lift in this location and relocate that floating dock. These are a couple ground shots of the existing pier. This is the 18-inch wide finger piers. This is the 8 by 23-foot floating dock that he's proposing to relocate, and this is the location of the proposed boat lift, uncovered boat lift. You can see the step-down deck here and the 7-foot by 31-foot long floating dock. There's just some more shots. This is an existing boathouse. When the application was received earlier this year, a review of historical imagery indicated that the 7 by 31 floating dock appeared to have been installed sometime between 2010 and 2011 On the left up here, this is an aerial image from 2009. And if you look at 2011, you can see the addition of that floating dock. Back in the early 90s, Mr. Treber was issued a permit for dredging adjacent to his pier, as well as for a boathouse. And on his permit drawings, there were two floating docks that were depicted. Each of them was 4 feet wide by 20 feet long. And he indicated that they were originally constructed to be that size, but they proved very unstable and were ultimately replaced. Although I didn't include a 2002 image, the 8x23 floating dock does appear in imagery from 2002. So our only concern with this proposal today is with the currently unauthorized 7-foot wide by 31-foot long floating dock. And the reason it's before you today is that Mr. Treber is requesting after the fact authorization to retain this structure. Although staff is concerned with the overall size of the existing pier and associated structures, which exceed the 400 square foot maximum currently authorized by statute, the majority of the decking space, including the 18-inch wide finger piers, existed prior to 2003 when the initial legislation was passed specifying size restrictions on L or T head platforms and appurtenant floating platforms associated with private non-commercial piers. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the proposed pier-related improvements, provided the existing 8-foot wide by 23-foot long floating pier is removed when the boat lift is installed. Staff recommends a $1,000 civil charge based upon a minor degree of deviation and a minimal degree of impact associated with the previously unauthorized floating dock.
Questions of Justine? Thank you. Is Mr. Treber here?
Yes. I'm George Treber.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Commission for their time in reviewing my permit today. And I would like to ask Justine to please bring the slide back, if she would be so kind, to the comparison of the schematic of before and after. I agree with I would like to thank Justine for the visual aids. I am not as talented. We actually prepared some foam visual aids, which pale in comparison to Justine's presentation. So I'll be more than happy to use Justine's presentation. I agree with staff's recommendations 100%, except for one issue, and that is the relocation of the existing 23x8 floating dock. We would request that we have a boat lift put in here, which is in agreement with staff's recommendations. When we do that, I would like to put it back where it was originally for access to a crane lift where we launch sunfish for junior sailing program, jet skis, and also Avons. We launch those right in this area, the floating dock. We have 15-foot sunfish that participate in a broad-based sailing association sail training program. We tie them up to the floating dock. We currently do it inside. We would like to continue to do it outside, and then the boats get underway. When the boats come in, they tie up the floating dock. We bring them in underneath the manual crane lift. We bring the boats up, put them on trailers, and bring them back to racks.
Mr. Treber, let me ask you to come back to the podium because we're tape recording, and it helps that you're standing there at the mic. And then you have there is a pointer.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat that?
No, I think we're okay.
My only request is that we be allowed to retain the existing floating dock, which was permitted in 1992. It needs some refurbishing. I'd be more than happy to remove it, to refurbish it, but then I would request permission to reinstall it in the spring. It's a very vital asset to the conduction of the sail training program
for the Broad-Based Sailing Association. I'm more than willing to pay the civil penalty with regard to the new floating dock, which we have no proof existed prior to the change in the legislation.
Questions for Mr. Treba? Have anyone else who wishes to speak in favor? Anyone else to speak?
Can you speak in favor?
I work for you.
John Christich.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so
I do. I worked for Mr. Hugh for a long time. And his reason for keeping this, he donates a lot of his time to these younger sailors and these kids. These sailing programs are not a cash flow or anything. This is all a freebie. He does this out of the goodness of his heart to teach these young children. So that would be a big asset to them, and it's a safety feature. They lower these boats and they put them in the water. And again, he's not doing this to make money. And we're not hurting the water here. We're just moving the thing over it. We're not hurting the crabs. The original wave screen was going to be solid. Staff recommended we make the holes bigger, which will decrease its strength and more water flow. But we went along with that. We also narrowed that front section as per staff's request. So we've kind of bent over backwards here. You know, we're trying to do the right thing. But now it's going to be up to you guys.
Thank you. Any questions? Anyone in opposition to this project? Okay, thank you. Any final comments, Mr. Treber?
No, sir. I'd like to thank the commission for their time.
Okay. Thank you. Matters before the commission.
I guess I have a follow-up question for staff. I guess my question would be, what is our, your, whatever, objection to just moving the floating dock to the other side of that pier?
Well, I think given the existing size of the structure and the fact that it almost serves as removing some additional encroachment in lieu of removing the 7x31 pier that Mr. Treber would like to retain. And so we would recommend it be removed instead of relocated.
Thank you.
Only five of us.
You know, I might have one additional question for staff, if we could. As Mr. Treber said, I think he did a great presentation. But I have a question in that: do we have any sort of documentation of this public use, so to speak, of learning to sail? Sailing program, public use in that regard?
No, I do not. I do have a statement signed and notarized by Mr. Treber that I requested earlier on that this was a private pier used for non-commercial use. So I don't know that specifically addresses your question.
Yeah, it's always amazing how you learn things at public hearings, and I think that's the case today.
Right.
We had assumed at the staff level it was private personal use.
Right.
I think what you heard today described by Mr. Treber is I'll use the term community use, but it sounds like it's his private invitation to the sailing club to come and use his private pier.
Right.
So, I'm not so sure it rises to the level of a community pier unless he's keeping their boats there all the time and the community is using it as if it were theirs.
Right.
So that might require maybe a little bit of clarification and some consideration by the commission, but if it's just that he invites the rowing club to use his private pier from time to time to participate in club activities, then maybe you could still view it as a private pier.
Sure.
Obviously, when we looked at the floating dock section just for his private personal use, we felt, given the size of everything that was out there, as Justine commented earlier that we didn't see the absolute need for that. Some of the benefit he's providing to the community, though, or the sailing club, or his personal use of his personal pier, though, I think has a bearing on that as well. So anyway, those are issues for you to consider. And as I said, we always learn a little bit more at public hearings sometimes as well.
Thank you, Tanner.
Mr. Erskine? Maybe I can – this might be a question for the applicant, actually, Tony. Based on some of this discussion, how frequently have you asked the sailing club to come in and offered you a private residence for their use, temporary or maybe more permanent?
The dock is available to them every Sunday. We conduct sail training programs during the winter in the house on navigation. Broad Bay Sailing Association has been in existence for over 40 years. We teach kids between the ages of 5 and 15. They all have their own sunfish. They trailer them to the property. On a frequency basis, I would say everyone participates at least twice a month.
Mr. Commissioner.
Starks.
Have you experienced any opposition from adjacent property owners or anybody else that might be on the river at that time that would have opposition to what?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Tanker. Well, having had experience in a sailing association on the Eastern Shore and seen how positively it influenced so many youngsters during a period of time in which it was around, I think that we should have an exception to the approving staff recommendation in this regard and accept this application as presented. That would be my motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
So your motion is allowing them to move the floating.
Correct.
Keep that floating.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Dr. Neal. Comments on the motion?
That he stated that he would, yes, so including
the motion charge. Does include the civil charge. All ready to vote? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.